This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
St. Brown's got all three targets so far in this game on third down. Let's see if he gets a fourth.
Looking that way. Got thrown that way. Guess what, Tommy does? It's another first down. Keep going back to it for Amon-Ra St. Brown, his fifth catch of the game.
Yeah, and a tough matchup for C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Say he's more of a zone type player, and you're going against St. Brown. That twitchiness at the top sticks his right foot in the ground. That's all you need. And again, more accuracy from Goff. Perfect runner's ball, A plus. So good just getting it to your best guy. At some point, this defense needs to adjust.
Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports, says Tom Brady with the analysis. We'll hear more from him momentarily. The Bears lost yesterday, and in doing so, there were some rough moments for Dennis Allen's defense, and you'd have to make up your own mind on whether they were just trying stuff. They were just out there seeing what their man coverage looks like, and I would argue that we had a really good example of what their man coverage looked like the week before.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I know they only gave up 19 points, and I know that they got one turnover, and that you need your offense to get into the 20s to win games of this consequence. But we can be honest about what the defense has struggled with as well. They've given up 1,313 yards since week 16. That's three games, 1,313 yards. Especially in the first half, they have been dominated by team after team after team. Other than the Browns game, the last four of the last five, they've been dominated in the first half, giving up 900-plus yards in the first half. And you saw yesterday, it wasn't just one receiver or two receivers. It was multiple receivers.
Everybody.
Beating Jalen Johnson and C.J. Gardner-Johnson and Nashawn Wright in man coverage on these little crosses.
T.J. Edwards.
T.J. Edwards across the middle. And they beat him in zone, too. But you got big-time problems in coverage right now that the whole league knows about, and you got good offenses that you're going to have to try and stop.
So let's hear a little bit more from Tom Brady on the subject, because he talked about it, and he was paying close attention to some of the problems that the Bears had in man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
That's going to be my question to you. Are you surprised the Bears are staying in man when they're getting carved up?
Yeah, it has not gone very well for them today. And sporadically, they might have to pick their spots. But if Goff keeps feeding them around to all these different guys, Tesla and Raymond, it's a hard task for them to lock it in.
Yeah, like you're going to have to play man sometimes.
Of course.
It's not like you can just be a zone team all the time, like Kurt Warner was hinting at. Yeah, they're better in zone, but sometimes you got to do it.
I mean, even Lovey's teams played man, 30% of the time. So it's going to come up. The problem is that when they've done it, it's been for explosive plays. It's part of the reason that I didn't want them to end up with the Rams as the opponent, because that quarterback and his core of pass catchers,
yeah,
and that coach could scheme it up for you,
well,
and recognize it and then take advantage of it.
All right, so the Rams we'd be afraid of. I agree. The Niners just put up 42 on you.
Well, let's hear about that. This is what DA had to say about the San Francisco game.
Well, what did you see on tape as you went back on Sunday night?
Yeah, and look, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about last week. I mean, we've kind of moved on, and we're moving on to Detroit. I'll say this: I don't think I coached well enough last week. I don't think we played well enough last week, and so you learn your lessons, you go back and make the corrections that you need to make, and now we move forward, and we're getting ready for Detroit. And I appreciate any of the questions about last week, but at the end of the day, I've been through it plenty of times, and so I'm ready to go ahead and move on.
So that's what you get when you finally get a chance to talk to your coordinators on a Thursday after a Sunday night game. You get the one question, then we've moved on. And we weren't even here. And I figure most of the listeners maybe, doing holiday stuff there on New Year's Day. But that's Dennis Allen pointing the thumb right there. He's in a trick bag, man. Because help me out here, Lawrence, because I'm trying to figure out. You're a longtime defensive guy. You're a longtime football person, right? They can't get pressure with four, right?
Even though I would like to point out, even though that is the narrative, and that narrative is legitimate, I would like to point out Austin Booker over the last few games has been really good. He has been really good. He has been disruptive. The problem is that it hasn't happened enough. But I do feel like
okay. They
might be growing a pass rusher.
Okay, well, that would be great. And Booker and Jarrett did get, yesterday, two Jared Goff ones. They ran a little stunt. So maybe
a little tackle twist.
So look, maybe they got to do that more. But most of the time, they can't get pressure with four. And then when they blitz, sometimes they can't cover behind the blitz. When Tremaine Edmonds blitzed and did not get there, and Goff slid to his left and hit Gibbs for the touchdown right down the middle. It's like, so what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? What is Dennis Allen supposed to do with what the current situation is?
Well, the good news is something that we talked about on Wednesday, that, and we'll hear from Ben Johnson in the 4 o'clock hour, but he is saying what we were discussing, which was Kyler's window looks like it's going to open back up. And that would make him eligible to play on Saturday. And that's asking a lot.
I think part of the reason, this is not anything anyone told me, this is just kind of reading the tea leaves. Mm. I think part of the reason that they put him on IR was to, one, heal up, and then two, kind of use those extra 2 weeks as the 21-day ramp-up period that will then end on Saturday. Mm. Like, not officially, but saying, okay, we know that we're going to need you back. Let's get you healed up. And now that you're healed up, now we're going to run you through a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to find out where you're at so that when we get to playoff game week, because Ben Johnson was pretty open about the fact that he wanted Kyler to be back on this team, but this time you can't have a late scratch. It can't be, well, Kyler is going to go, and then 90 minutes before the game starts or 60 minutes before the game start,
yeah,
after you've already given your inactives, he can't play.
All right, but this is a big, big ask.
It is.
It's a massive ask.
But he's one of your highest paid defensive players, too.
Yes, yes.
So these
are the playoffs.
That might help. But the problems are so deep with this team. The guy that you count on to be your cover corner is not himself.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson is clearly not himself.
He's not himself. Mm-hmm. Now, he's still got incredible instincts, and we saw it play out in the last game against San Francisco. He tips that ball that ends up being picked off by TJ Edwards, who scores a touchdown. He just doesn't – he's not moving like the guy that we're used to. And I will say, Jalen's in what, year seven? Is it year six or year seven? Look – injuries are one part of the issue, but so is time in the league. Sometimes those things just, they compound, and you're not the guy that you were.
Oh, boy, I hope that's not the case.
I hope it's not either. I feel like he needs an entire offseason to get himself right, but I understand him being like, I want to win.
I got to play.
I want to play on a winning team, and whatever help I, if that means that I'm only playing 55% of the snaps, so be it.
So to your point on Jalen and time in the league, there's any number of corners, like lockdown cover corners in the history of the league, who've signed big, big deals, and within a couple years, you're like, oh, they're not quite what they used to be.
Yeah, you're like, I hope that's that guy?
Yeah, right, exactly. I hope that Josh Norman comes to mind.
Got huge money. He stuck around for a little bit and kind of recaptured it.
Right, but he wasn't what he was.
So,
that's for sure.
So you have that issue. You have with Nashawn Wright an incredible story, a guy that's made some big plays, but has also given up a bunch of big plays this season.
And let me say what I said in transition. I think Tyreek Stevenson's got to play. And I think he's got to play for Nashawn Wright. And you remember when Ben was asked, hey, Tyreek coming back healthy, you got a problem, a potential good problem, because Nashawn Wright has been making a lot of plays. Remember when Ben smiled and said, yeah, that is, that'll be interesting. We'll see what happens. Nashawn clearly won that job if it was a one-on-one competition. He won that job. But to me at this point, you need the one-on-one cover skills of Tyreek Stevenson on the field. You need the edge that he brings on the field, especially because you might not have C.J. Gardner-Johnson, who brings a very physical edge. I think you're going to need that from Tyreek. And Nashawn Wright has kind of been exposed for the limitations that we've known that he has. Remember, there was a point early in the year, Lawrence, where we were talking about Tyreek Stevenson's maturation as a dude, where he was going to the coaches and saying, hey, help me figure out this coverage because I don't understand it. Like, he had the humility to go and ask for that help. I think it's time to take a shot with Tyreek Stevenson and get him on the field.
I'm a fan of Tyreek Stevenson's skills, and I think in a situation where you need someone that is better in man coverage than your other two choices at corner, this might be an opportunity to deploy him.
Didn't play a single snap yesterday.
I wonder what that's about. I wonder if it is concepts? Is it here's
because I don't think you can use him as your fill-in nickel. You know, they use Jalen Jones as the fill-in nickel. When they went to six DBs, Elijah Hicks got two snaps. Jonathan Owens got two snaps. And maybe those guys got a slight nickel look because Jalen Jones only had three looks. They also, by the way, played three backers occasionally. Remember we talked about that last week, that after Noah Sewell left, they never played three backers? Yesterday they did. DeMarco Jackson did play 12 snaps. Alex really wants DeMarco Jackson to get on the field more.
Doesn't it feel like the defense has struggled ever since? And I'm not blaming him, but TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds coming back into the lineup, and it felt like DeMarco Jackson was really finding his footing and plays Dennis Allen's system very well.
I feel like TJ Edwards is getting the kind of veteran respect that keeps Dansby Swanson high in the lineup.
I mean, he did score a touchdown last week.
And is Tremaine Edmonds still kind of hobbled by that injury? How many guys have gotten injured and come back not nearly as fast?
That is something that I hope Ben takes a long look at over the offseason. Like the procedures of when do we bring guys back?
They will. And who do you trust? Who do you let run their own rehab? Who do you not? But come on, Lawrence. I was hoping to get a little more out of the Dansby Swanson high in the lineup comp.
Who is Dansby Swanson?
Dansby Swanson.
Does he play football?
Player. All right. Well, you can go somewhere else. How about giving a guy a start every fifth day? Who's a White Sox pitcher who got a start every fifth day who didn't deserve it?
Oh, no. This would be trouble on categories. Just White Sox pitcher. Shane Smith, our all-star.
I don't mean now. I mean back in the day. You're like, why are they rolling him out again?
Hey, Cubs fans. It's Dansby Swanson.
Oh.
Maybe for both teams. Edwin Jackson.
Danny Wright.
Why are they giving Danny Wright another start? That's got some TJ Edwards stink on it.
Can I offer a theory about Tyreek Stevenson?
Sure.
We all have kind of fallen in love with Al Harris, right?
Uh-huh.
So much so that there are plenty of people who think that he might end up being hired as somebody's defensive coordinator. There's one guy in Dallas that doesn't like him. We'll get to that later. Uh-huh. But if Al Harris is saying he doesn't need to play snaps for you.
Tyreek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he's saying...
And Nashawn Wright is his guy as well. That's what I'm saying. That's the problem. Sometimes the manager brings in an old buddy and he can't get out of the lineup, even though the GM knows he probably should.
But zero snaps?
Yeah, zero.
That might tell you that something ain't right, or a concept isn't being clinged on to by him. So, you know, it's something to keep in mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.